Message number 132. Importance of sacraments, marriage and first holy communion. Wednesday, July 6, 2011 at 15:30. My dearly beloved daughter, watch now as the faith of my children begins to grow and blossom. While there is much darkness in the world, the light of my followers becomes brighter by the day because of the flame of the Holy Spirit which has descended over the whole world. Today, my daughter, I wish to remind all of my followers of the importance of prayer to ease suffering in the world. Your prayers are now helping to avert many global disasters foretold. Prayer is the most powerful mitigation, and when said on behalf of others, they will be answered. While I am happy with those of strong faith, I am still fearful for those who are adverse to my divine light, the truth. Many people now wander around the world as if in a stupor. Nothing brings them peace. Nothing brings them joy. No amount of material comfort eases their pain. Their empty souls are lost. Please pray for them. My daughter, please pray for my vicar Pope Benedict, for he is surrounded by Masonic forces who are now making every effort to dethrone him. These evil forces have been infiltrating my church since Vatican II and have diluted my teachings. Many laws were passed which offend me, especially the presentation of my Holy Eucharist by lay people. The lack of respect shown to me and my Eternal Father through new laws introduced to facilitate modern society has made me cry with sadness. The Most Holy Eucharist must be received on the tongue and not soiled by human hands. Yet this is precisely what my sacred servants have done. These laws were not passed by me in spirit. My sacred servants have been led down a path not in line with the teachings of my apostles. Today my sacraments are not taken very seriously, especially those who seek the sacraments of matrimony and the First Holy Communion. The vow of matrimony is very serious, for remember it is a sacrament and is made in the presence of God the Father, yet for many it all about materialism and the exterior trappings. Many who receive the sacrament of matrimony do not acknowledge its importance thereafter. Many break their vows so easily. Why do they do this? Why pay lip service to this most holy union only to part soon afterwards? This is a mockery of one of the most important unions blessed by the hand of my Eternal Father. Many people do not pay any heed of my Father's will that no man shall pull asunder such a union thereafter, yet many people divorce, which is a law not recognized by my Father. Divorce is an easy way to run from your responsibilities. All marriages are made in heaven. No man can destroy a marriage without offending my Father. First Holy Communion. Receiving my body in the sacrament of the Eucharist for the first time is another example as to how I am mocked. So many parents pay no heed to the importance of their children receiving the bread of life. They are more concerned as to how well-dressed their children are rather than the wonderful gift they are receiving. This gift will lead them to salvation. Yet the materialism which surrounds the event has nothing to do with their souls. For me, the saddest part is that these little children are not being told about me. The love I have for little children is all-encompassing. When they receive the Holy Eucharist in the full knowledge as to what they are receiving, then their souls become pure. The more they receive me in this way, the stronger will their faith be. Remember, without the sacraments your faith becomes weak. After a time, if your soul is bereft of my special blessings, it becomes dormant. All faith in me and my eternal Father disappears in time, with only a tiny flicker of recognition flaring up from time to time. Return to me through the sacraments. Show respect for the sacraments in the way you are supposed to, and you will truly feel my presence again. Remember, the sacraments are there for a reason, for they are the nutrients you need for eternal life of the soul. Without them your soul will die. I love you all. Please embrace me properly by respecting the sacraments given to you as a gift from God the Almighty Father. Your loving Savior, King of mankind, Jesus Christ.